What up, folks? We got ads. For nearly 20 years, Love Honey have been the sexual happiness people, working to make a fun, fulfilling sex life available to anyone. Don't just take our word for it. With nearly 70 awards to their name, there's a reason Love Honey's customers come back time and time again. It doesn't matter what your experience, orientation, spice level, gender, or size is, Love Honey has what you need to feel and be sexy. Their in-house design teams work closely with customers to create the toys, sexy outfits, and accessories you need for mind-blowing fun, whether you're riding solo or playing with a partner. I personally enjoy extended foreplay, so I'll be ordering a vibrator. And I heard it through the grapevine that the maniacal menace is into butt stuff, but you didn't hear it from me. Anyways, we're super excited to be teaming up with Love Honey to give you a 10% discount on your next purchase. Just click the link in the episode description to claim your exclusive discount.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
And boom. Welcome back, goddammit, to another edition of Tell Me a Joke, the guideline of chasing a dream. I'm your host of Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith. Say the whole thing like a pimp named Slickback. How is everybody doing, man? How y'all? We good? Hell yeah, I'm good. I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right over here. Get my routine started. Ooh, about to make a fire. But yeah. It's been a minute. It's been quite some time. Feels like I almost forgot how to do this. I didn't, you know. It's been fun though. Yeah, we back. We back. So what's been going on with me? What's been going on with you? Not much? A lot? Too much? The way the world's going, man, it's been crazy. Me, myself, updates, I guess. Working on a new job site, working on some new shit, which is nice. Man, every job site that you go to is so different, just because everybody wants you to be safe in their own way. Everybody's got their own way of being safe and shit. This job is like right down the street, so it's good. It's good. I didn't have to be on unemployment for too long. Remember, if you lose your job, understand that if you get a W-2, you're paying into your unemployment. So fucking get unemployment, you know. It's okay. That's what helps a nigga sustain and get by. I don't lose none of my money. But, you know, that's life. That's life. It shouldn't be too difficult in this world. But it is. Life is hard. What am I talking about? Where am I going? Who knows? I don't know. I got a new job, though. Got a new job, which is down the street from where, from now, so it's not far. I think I ain't got to wake up early and shit. I hate waking up early. I don't like to wake up early, but I also don't like to go to bed early either. But, nigga, you know, being an adult, sometimes you got to do that. I've recently got back into doing poetry again. There's a poetry club. Well, not a poetry club, but there's a This chick that she does poetry, and she's been hosting shows and shit. Man, the shows out here, okay, I don't care for this sign up shit. Email sign up, like, every state's got it different when it comes to signing up for, you know, mics and stuff. Like, I prefer to just go up there, show face, sign up, you know when you're going up, have a meeting for the fucking sign up list. I mean, it's not that like they got that many people out here getting on these lists and shit, but, you know, I don't know. I haven't been out in a minute. I've been working, doing my own thing, fucking just laying low, keeping things, keeping things safe, because, nigga, out here, nigga, this variant out here is catching everybody. That vid variant, variant D. Yeah, dude, man, it's just, everybody's got to be cautious. Motherfuckers, like, everybody in their mama is catching that wrong. And it's like, well, what you going to do? What am I going to do? I don't know. I'm going to stay safe. Just because, like, shit. The world is becoming divided, like, now. Like, we're dividing each other just because this vax, non-vax shit. And, man, this shit's getting wild. Like, we're pitting people against each other like fucking the Avengers Civil War. Like, it is becoming one-sided. Like, either you take this side or you take that side. And if you're not for this side, then you better be for that side. And it's like, man, what the fuck is going on? We're pitting people against each other in this world. And that's not what we should be worried about. Like, why can't we just all become one? We can't. We can't, because everybody's different. Everybody has viewpoints and shit. And everybody has their own opinions about things. And so, you know, some people's opinions are a lot more stronger than other people's opinions. And it's like, well, where the fuck are we going? Like, what are we doing? Like, we're still human, right? Like, we have the right to make our own decisions and shit like that. So who's to tell you that, hey, you shouldn't, just because, you know, this person's making this decision, that they shouldn't make that decision, and now it's your decision to go ahead and tell this person that they're doing wrong. Like, you know, it's so crazy out here, because, like, people that are vaxxed want people that aren't vaxxed to get vaxxed, and the people that aren't vaxxed is like, well, fuck that, I'm not getting vaxxed, and why you letting them stick you? And it's like, but, who's to say who's right? We don't know. Nobody really knows. So what the fuck are we supposed to do? I vaxxed, but I got vaxxed on my own reconnaissance, just because, like, hey, well, fuck it. You know, if this is supposed to help keep my parents safe, that's what I'm doing it for. And now it's just like, motherfucker, if you are vaxxed, then you get special treatment. And if you're not vaxxed, you need to go get vaxxed. They got motherfuckers that you can't work on certain jobs if you're not vaxxed, or if you ain't got your vax card. It's like, man, what the fuck are we doing? You making people, you prosecuting people for not being vaxxed? Some people can't get vaxxed because, you know, they have other health issues and shit. But it doesn't matter. Motherfuckers are demanding people to go get a vaccine. Hey, if you want to go get it, go get it. If not, don't. I mean, shit. It's up to you. I don't understand why you're forcing somebody to do so. It gets deep. It gets deep. Like, you can't really force somebody to go do something that they don't want to do. Whether or not it's for the greater good or not, it's like, damn. It's kind of like abortion still. I don't understand why we're forcing somebody to go do something that they don't want to do. This is that person's life. If they want to go out here being unsafe and shit, fine. Do that. I don't understand why they would have to, you know, comply to the laws of... It's like, why? What the fuck? I don't know. I have no idea. Ivermectin. I wonder what happens when if they're gonna shut me down because I said, like, you can't say certain things now. Like, ain't this fucking, this is corrupt, man. You can't, like, what the fuck? Everybody's so guarded. It's like, oh, don't do this, don't do that, but you can do this. If you're gonna do this, then do that. Make sure you do this before you do that. Like, certain places, Texas don't give a fuck. Texas gonna give a fuck about that shit. But then other places that they haven't given a fuck, you see what's going on. It's like, whoa. We're pitting people against each other. And I guess it's going to be the strongest to survive, but who knows? We kind of see how that goes. Last night, Holyfield fought Vitor Belfort, TRT Vitor Belfort. And, oh boy, and he got his ass whooped. It's 58. That's a 58-year-old man. Understand that. And fucking Vitor came in there like it was the COVID and just bust his ass because he wasn't vaccinated. Some shit like that. That's kind of how it is. It's like, what is going on in this world? Who knows? I don't know, man. Shit is gotten real crazy, and we can see it now. We can see it. Thanks, internet. Thanks for fucking bringing reality to our eyes and letting everybody know what's really going on in this world. Motherfuckers won't make money, and they don't care how they do it, basically. It's like, fuck it. This is what's going to get me, this is what's going to get me to become prosperous, I'm going to do this. But you're belittling yourself. Why? Well, you don't have to do it that way. I don't know. Motherfuckers is out here just to get that big pay. Is it worth it? Let me work it. Put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it. It's your tippy tippy tap tap some shit. You know, I don't know. Man, only I hope things get better. Cause right now it's just like, this is where we have. I feel as if I'm recording this inside of a bunker, and this is the only way I can get the news out to the world. But it's not news. Like, I don't know shit. I can't tell you shit. I can just tell you what the fuck's really been going on around this time. And this is the time. Like, Hurricane Ida just came. Ida just hit. After all of the COVID and all of the bullshit, boom. We hurricanes and Mother Nature do not give a fuck about these variants and all that. Like, if we'd have been safe in the first place, maybe it wouldn't be as bad. You know, but hey. People don't react until it's too late. And, you know, now it's too late. There's so many conspiracies that you can fall down. There's rabbit holes that you can go down just thinking about the world and what's at stake for the world at this moment. It's like, where are we going? How's other people doing? How's other people, you know, overseas and shit doing on other continents? How are y'all doing? Y'all all right? Y'all good? Shit ain't getting too crazy. Shang-Chi, fucking great movie. Can't show it in China no more because motherfucker talked about how he escaped China. Like, what are we doing? Is this the world we want to live in? I guess. Is it fun? Y'all enjoying it? It seems like it's very hard to enjoy life at this moment. Just because of all of the bullshit that's going down. Feels like it's very hard to grasp reality and just go, like, 90s motherfuckers didn't care. Motherfuckers out there just making money. Kinda. You know, niggas lived. But now, it's just, You see what's happening in other parts of the world, and it's like, well, why can't we help and fix that? Is it your problem to go ahead and help and fix that? You think they'd come over here and help us fix anything? Who knows? Who's they? You put a variable for they. They is X. So, I don't know. It's getting kind of glum, Kyle. Pick it up. What to do? Hey, man, live your life. Go out and fucking enjoy it. Like, I myself am working way too much, and it's like, well, this is good. I'm working to stack up just so I can take a break when I need to take that break and go do other things. Other things like what? I'm not sure. The world is making it hard to go ahead and just be a free person. There's so much you got to worry about. You know, but hey, in my little circle, my little bubble where I'm at, it's, they're trying to pretend like nothing's happening, but it has. Bingo's still doing what Bingo does. They've been switching it up so much just because certain people, I don't know. Some people come out, some people don't want to come out. Once they get there, they're having a fun time, but it's like, it's sketchy. It's very sketchy. Who you trusting? We don't know who to trust. Does it matter who we should, if we should trust somebody or not? You You don't need to trust somebody. So much has been happening, so I've just been chilling. I have just been kicking it, laying back. Sometimes you can't just always go gung-ho for it. Sometimes you gotta just fucking relax, man. This is what we gotta deal with now. This is the life. This is the world. So I've just been like, man, fuck that. Fuck all the bullshit. I'm gonna go ahead, go home to my sanctuary and just chill until everything subsides, man. I'll go out later. Like, there's so much time in this world. You don't have to really just... You don't have to really be all up in it. Like, I'm gonna take a break, cause I'm gonna spread myself out thinly. I'm gonna do this there, and I'm gonna do this and that there. And then, you know, it's not gonna be like it used to be back then. Cause that's what I've been thinking about lately. It's like, man, you ain't been getting out doing the comedy and you know practicing your art like you used to. And it's like, well, where I'm at, I can't do that. I can't do that like I used to, you know, and especially everything that I am doing, like with working and all that, which I don't mind, but it's taking up most of the time that I would prefer to have to spend, you know, working on my craft. But instead, I mean, it's still a craft that I'm working on. It's not like, you know, being an electrician. It's not like, oh, bitch, you just out here, you know, doing normal shit. Nah, not everybody can do that either. So that, and it pays well, so hence why I do it. So I work a lot. I get many hours in, just because fuck that. You know, who knows? Right now, money is what it is. You know, unless we got a barter system, I can't. Got to stack up as much as I can just so I can go do the things that I want to do. So, but at this point in time, it's just like, man, I'm going to just chill and fucking be comfortable with making my money, because there's no need to struggle to be out here to chase your dream. There's so many ways and opportunities you can fucking actually make this happen without having to fucking sleep in your car and shit. Yeah, back then, motherfuckers was like, yeah, I was sleeping in my car and all that just to make it. Nah, fuck that. Like, yeah, I know it's a... There's many ways you can get money out here, and you know, I'm not one of those people that's coming out to ask for it, but that has been a thing. Is go ahead and get a GoFundMe, because they, you know, they feel down and out, and hey, if you got the friends and the revenue that'll go ahead and fucking pay into it, hey, have at it, however you get it, you know, make yourself comfortable, get you a nest. And make you a little nest just so you can fall back on something during bad times. Nigga, this has been some terrible times, nigga. Fucking, you know, you got a disease that comes through and fucking damn near wipes out all of you. Not really like that, but a pandemic, man. A fucking pandemic. Every 100 years, man, that bullshit comes through. And this is the day. You gotta be prepared. Be prepared for life. And shit. Money right now is... That's just... just what it takes to be prepared, I guess. I don't know. Having friends. Having a good nest. Huh. Feels like it's been so long since I've came and done this, besides talking to other people. It's like I got COVID brain. I've never had it, though. I've never had it. I have things to talk about, things to speak on, but, you know, it's crazy because, like, all I can think about is just what's going on in the world. And I don't want to always talk about it. I prefer to come on here and, you know, have a good time, talk about some bullshit, and, you know, but and that's all that's been on a nigga head so far. And it's crazy because, you know, people are dead. Like, there's so many people in this world, and you don't know what's going on in other motherfuckers' minds. I just kind of wish that everybody thought like my family did, and it would be an okay world. But nah, people got opinions and they want to express opinions on you, and want to, lots of people want to try to convert you to how they think and their ways of thinking. And it's like, lots of Mexicans out here in Texas, a lot of them are Republicans and a lot of them went for Trump. And Trump out here commentating fucking fight night fights and shit. And he commentated the Holyfield and Vitor Belfort. And shout out to fucking Anderson Silva, man, for knocking out fucking Tito Ortiz. Nigga came in there talking all that trash, nigga. That nigga still got a cannon behind that arm. So, but that was good fights. Triller, yeah, you need to work on your fucking publications and broadcasting, because, nigga, that was a shit show. Nigga, they're just, y'all announcers and shit, it's terrible. Y'all putting a whole bunch of money into some bullshit, and you better get you some better people than that, and, you know, tighten that shit up. Because, it's just fucking cringeworthy to watch some of that shit on Triller. But the fights were nice. It's boxing, but, you know, they did okay. And shit, it's, you know, it's crazy. It's been a wild one out here, man. And, you know, everybody's opinionated. Everybody wants to go ahead and express themselves. My foreman, just because, I have no idea why he did this. I have no idea. He's been trying to convert me and my brother for the longest. And he came down off the ladder as he was working. He was working, like he was doing shit. And he was like, hey, man, what's your views? Like, views on what? And he was like, you know, what's your standards? What's your family? Like, what's their political stand? I'm like, what? You mean like Republican or Democrat or some shit like that? You know, family's liberal. And he was asking, what's your state? Where you live? What are they? And I was like, well, and my brother told him, well, most of them are Democrats, but the whole state is Republican. And he was like, yeah, see? And then he basically tried to come down and tell us how Donald Trump is still the president, and how the ballots were fake, and how that being a Republican is such and such, and then black people this, and then chimpanzees that, and then it's like, what the fuck are you talking about, son? Are you really, nigga, we was just working. You really trying to fucking convert us on into your opinions and your views? Nigga, what? And then he got up into the thing about religion, and then bringing up that, he's been a 6-year Christian. He changed his life around. He don't curse no more. He don't drink or nothing like that. And he's found the Lord. And have we talked about Jesus and shit like that? It's like, nigga, bitch, it is 7 in the morning, son. What are we doing? Motherfucker, we are supposed to be working right now. Nigga, don't stop our work for you to go ahead and try to convert us over to Christ. Nigga, we know who Christ is. The fuck are you talking about right now? Nigga, you just learned English. This is what you want to do with your English? This is how you decided to go ahead and fucking practice your English by trying to convert other motherfuckers that's been doing this for the longest? Nigga, you just became Christian. What the fuck are we doing here? Like, no. Like, that's what I'm talking about, nigga. Motherfuckers have not been giving a fuck about anybody else. No, they just think about, oh, their way is the right way, and you need to go ahead and be the way they are. Like, no, nigga, people have their own opinions and they're opinionated about things that they want to be opinionated about. You can't try to convert me over just because this is how you feel. And this is what makes motherfuckers butt heads right there. Vax or non-vax, what are we doing? Why? Does it matter? Who cares? If this is how this person chooses to be safe, this is how they choose to be safe. I come here to be fucking silly and talk to y'all about other different things, but yeah, this is what's been fucking happening. This is what's been on your mind. And I wrote all the bad shit down. All of the shit that I probably shouldn't have been talking about, but it's crazy, man. This is how the world's been going on. You know? I always think about it, like, you ever had, like, a real itchy asshole and just wish that asshole would stop being itchy? It's like maybe you could have took the extra precaution that day to maybe wipe better or got you a bidet and fucking blasted that asshole with that fresh water. And maybe you wouldn't have had an itchy asshole that day. But it was your bad because at the store you decided to buy the bad toilet paper. You got that one ply instead of that two ply or that cha-cha-cha Charmin. You didn't get that Charmin. So by the time it came for you to go ahead and wipe your ass, you wiping too aggressively and you ripping through the paper and you getting some of it on your fingers and your fingers had chili powder on it. And now you got a burning, itchy asshole all day because you didn't take the extra precautions or go that extra measure to go ahead and better yourself. Instead, you wanted to take that easy route and fucking check the cheap way out, thinking that, oh, it's still going to serve its purpose. But it's not serving its purpose. It's not doing that at all. And fucking, it hinders you now because you decided to go ahead and take an easy route. Life ain't always about the easy route, folks. Sometimes you got to go out there and struggle and pay just a little bit more just so you can be comfortable. And that's what I'm doing in life. You see that analogy? You see where I went with that? Just throwing it out there. But boom, I can go ahead and place it into something because now I'm doing something with my life, you know, but I'm taking it easy. And I like to take the back roads that's going to get me there the safest way. And I prefer to get there the safest way. And I prefer not to have to struggle so much when I know I will have to struggle at some point in time. You know, not all good poop. Not all poops are going to be good poop. Sometimes you're going to have a bad poop. But as long as I got the extra precautions there at the end to go ahead and rectify this rectum, I'm good. I'm all right. Boom, I got that good toilet paper, two ply, it don't rip through, and I got a bidet. So now I'm going to feel fresh, fresh, and clean once I finish. So, you know, I got my nest egg, and I save up, and the credit's becoming even better. You know, my credit's shooting up, y'all. Nigga, my credit is almost, like, I'm like, almost in the 700s. It's nice. It's not amazing, but from where I came from, nigga, this is good. Shit, I never thought I'd ever get good credit ever again, nigga. I couldn't get shit. I couldn't get a loan. And motherfucker, I couldn't get a Pell Grant. And FAFSA, I don't even know if it, but still, you get it. The niggas won't give me shit. They was like, you got too many flags on hand. You ain't do nothing with it. You know how hard it is to go through life like that? And that's nigga, I think everybody in New Orleans deals with shit like that. Nobody teaches you anything about, I mean, they try. Like, I think, you know, learn how to budget. Budgeting is good. Learn how to do shit like that, because life will kick you in the ass if you're not ready for it. Definitely. You know? So, I built my little nest egg, and I'm chilling. I'm sitting back building it up, like, I ain't got to rush out here to please everybody. I'm just basically trying to please myself, and y'all are being happy in the midst of it. You know, I would like to be happy as well. I can't make y'all happy and me not be happy myself. But, you know, missing that entertainment side, it is that therapy that I do need. Video games also helps as well. These video games. Really good. Yeah. So, keep watching, man. I'm doing things. Hopefully the world gets better. Hopefully shit starts to calm down. You know, hopefully people become wary of life and existence. You know, hopefully you get your elevator etiquette. Hopefully that happens. Not everybody knows about elevator etiquette. Like, man, it's a pandemic time. Ain't no need to be on other people's ass in the elevator. Like, don't come up in the elevator and decide to back all the way up. Bitch, you see me behind you. I'm not that small. Like, I don't need the curvature of your ass all in my chest. I'm a small man. Like, I don't. Back the fuck up, please. You got your fucking buckle, and nigga, if you fart, it's going through my throat. It's going to hit me in my esophagus, and I'll probably pass out. Like, give space in the elevator, man. Learn your elevator etiquettes. Shit. I don't think I had much else to go with that, but that was it. Elevator etiquette. No fighting in the elevators, man. That's terrible. What if we get stuck and now we gotta breathe in your methane the entire time? Good shows have been coming out. Why do I sound all rawr, rawr, rawr? Good shows. Good shows. Yeah, there you go. If y'all don't know who Miss Pat is, if y'all haven't seen the Miss Pat show, y'all need to check out the Miss Pat show. That's some brand new shit that everybody needs to get on. Hey, man, Miss Pat is hella hilarious, okay? And she getting on the topics of some real shit, but also making it funny. Like, this is what we're going through in the world, and people need to point it out. People need to see it. People need to know what life is about. Like, motherfuckers coming out here, oh, you can't say certain shit now. Well, nigga, I've been saying certain shit. Now I can't say it? All right, well, give me some time. It ain't going to be easy. It ain't going to be easy just for me to change over just like that. I got to just stop just like that. It's not going to happen just like that. Give a nigga some time. I get it. Make a nigga understand why it's bad and why a nigga can't say it no more, and then we'll understand from there. Don't just, motherfucker, you can't say this no more. Why not? Bitch, I've been saying it. Who gonna say I can't? Nigga, let a motherfucker understand why they can't. Okay? Man, the Miss Pat show is, hey, it's on BET Plus, but if you don't know how to fucking bootleg some streaming shit, I'm gonna need you to fucking get your nigga on, because, yeah. Y'all need to watch that show. It's a really good one. If you haven't seen C with Jason Momoa, Batista's on season two. It's really good. Really goddamn good. It's a really good show. Everybody in the world is blind, and now they have to deal with, you know, walking around the world blind. But now some children can see, and they're considered as witches because they can see. And, oh, boy, it's so good. I don't need to give you too much about it. Just check it out. That's on Apple. But still, I don't stream that shit. Fucking, you'll be able to find it. These movies that have been coming out have been phenomenal, okay? They have been dropping some gems. Reminiscence with fucking Hugh Jackman. Oh, man, fucking the new guy? Ah, so good. So good. Everybody loves Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds, you can't do no wrong. Besides Green Lantern, that was terrible. Yeah. Oh, and besides that last Deadpool, I would not that last Deadpool, where you were some sort of Deadpool on that X-Men movie. Yeah, that was, they did you wrong on that. But, oh, boy. Ryan Reynolds, you're a gem, and I can't wait to meet you in this entertainment field. Because I will meet you, and we will kick it, and we will be friends. I'm announcing it here. Man, I finesse that shit. But yeah, fucking movies are becoming so good. Shang-Chi, go check it out. God damn it. Fucking Snake Eyes. Oh, martial arts. Oh, Cobra Kai? Good job, Cobra Kai. The fight scenes are fucking shit, but the storyline is, I'm totally with it. I'm fucking totally with it. Danielson, fucking LaRusso. Come on, man. Daniel LaRusso, y'all out here throwing these old ass fucking outside crescent kicks and shit. Karate was terrible. Taekwondo was better. But hey, get your Chuck Norris going on, man. I fucking dig it. I'm fucking digging it. I'm with it. If you're looking for any other shows, Reservation Dogs, if y'all haven't seen that, oh my God, fucking hilarious. Tiki Watiti, come on, dude. Hey, man, a fucking great show. Great motherfucking show. Reservation Dogs. That one kind of slipped under the radar, but if y'all haven't checked it out, man, check out that motherfucking show. That one still is, they're just coming out. They come out. They drop every Friday. But they'll probably, by this time, they'll probably have the whole complete first season out. Man, Bobby Lee is in that bitch. Hey, Bobby Lee, we need to see more of you, man. I don't. Also, we need to see an hour of your stand up. I've never seen Bobby Lee do stand up, but I know he's a stand up. I've seen him at the Comedy Store numerous times. Very small. Very, his energy is wild. It is all over the place, and it is intimidating to be around that nigga. Just because I know, because of how I know him, and being in the presence of that nigga is very intimidating. Just because he's a wild dude. Hey, everybody might not feel that way, but oh boy, that the energy at the Comedy Store before all the bullshit. Oh my God. I just wish I could be in that number. Just woof. It's coming. It's coming. But not to say it's wishful thinking or anything like that. But nigga, I will be a part. These games. I can't wait for all these new games to come out. Like, hey, I've been Ghost of Tsushima. Congratulations on that motherfucking cinematic masterpiece right there. Beautiful game. Beautiful game, and then the extra that they got going on, I'm loving it. Hitman ain't never did a nigga wrong. Hitman 2, the little free downloads, man, get on your free downloads. Just Cause, been playing that Just Cause 4, nigga, I never knew. I've always wanted to play Just Cause 4. I mean, Just Cause, but I never got on the Just Cause franchises. But that shit is pretty fun. It keeps my attention. Keeps my motherfucking attention, and I really dig that. So hey, if you ain't got shit to do, if it's gonna be another lockdown, man, to hop up on your games and your shit to watch, man. That's some binge worthy shows. See Miss Pat, Reservation Dogs, get on it. Fucking some games if you want to play. Hey, that Miles Morales, I haven't played it yet, but I know that bitch good. They about to have another one coming out. Spider-Man. Hey, that bitch, Ghost of Tsushima, go ahead and check it out. I also want to check out 3Chi. It's supposed to be some legal weed that they're selling online and shit. You know, supposed to have like edibles and all that goodness. So I'm gonna give a 3Chi update whenever I get me some. And tell y'all how it is, because I'm a person that doesn't get high off of edibles, and I wish I did. I've been chasing a dragon ever since I've had edibles for the first time back in high school, when I couldn't see the board no more. Yeah, and I wanted to lay down, but not down. I needed to lay all the way down, be one with the earth like an avatar. Yeah, nigga, ha-ha, that high school high. Like, I've been chasing that edible high for a very long time, and I haven't been able to get back at feeling like that ever again. What we got happening? We got a little sweater gods for everybody. Sweater gods. Yeah. So, this one should be a fun one. We got a little sweater gods for everybody. Sweater god. Sweater god. Yeah. Sweater gods. So, sweater god, my nigga. Just in case, if y'all didn't know. Sweater god, okay? Genghis Khan strategically married off his daughters to expand his empire. Sweater god, my nigga. That's... Nigga, the Khans, alright? This nigga... Wrath of the Khans. Check that book out. I don't read as much, so I can't give you the author of that because I forgot, and I'm not about to look it up. Don't worry about it. But yeah, if you want to know about all of the Mongol shit and nigga Genghis Khan and all that, if you want to know the history about that, hardcore history with Dan Carlin, I think that's what it is. Wrath of the Khans. Check that shit out. And you'll see how these Mongols didn't play. And Genghis Khan was a fucking monster. Alright? Everybody's probably got a little Mongolian in them because of this nigga. Right here? Swear to God, son. Swear to God. This nigga was a fucking military genius. Right? And, hey, strategically married off his daughter to expand his empire? Boom. man, here, you take this, look, you get married to this nigga over here, I'ma come back, boom, that's my daughter, and hey, what we doing? Come on, son. Swear to God. Genghis Khan only gained his title by the time he reached his 40s, at which point he had more than 10 children. Khan married his daughters to allied kings who he would send out to war. Ain't that something? His new son-in-laws rarely returned alive, and his daughters took control of their new kingdom for Khan. Ain't that a motherfucker? That nigga, that, swear to God, son. What if we was living during those times? Get hit with a pandemic then. We wouldn't have no fucking time to find a vaccine. This nigga probably out here, boom, chemical warfare, now I'm about to take over everything. Swear to God. Oh no. Swear to God. Alright. Swear to God, my nigga. Swear to God. A silverback gorilla, swear to God, can deadlift 1,800 pounds. Now, how much is a ton? I think 1,000 pounds is 1 ton. Let's find out. How much is a ton? Boop, 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 boop. 2,000 pounds. That's what I thought. 1 ton is 2,000 pounds. Nigga, a goddamn silverback gorilla who eats nothing but vegetation and sometimes his own shit can deadlift damn near 1 ton. That's amazing. Swear to God, son. Wow. Why? So strong. So goddamn strong. Do y'all understand that fucking chimps are in the Stone Age now? That, yeah, they're in the Stone Age. That sooner or later... Yeah. Swear to God, man. Swear to God. I think the scratching is working all right. How does the scratching? How do y'all care about the scratching? Swear to God. Costco hot dogs and soda combo has remained at the same price since 1985. All right. I don't know how far Costco reaches out in the world, but oh my God. Okay, Costco hot dog and fucking soda fucking mix, like the $1.25 for that shit. Oh, the most all beef hot dog. Oh, that shit is delicious. Delicious. Like, they got a line and you get churros. I ain't never been to Costco before. But the one time I did go, I was like, Mitch, what? You can get a big ass fucking hot dog with a soda for $1.25? Gimme. Gimme. $1.50. Is that what it's supposed to be? $1.50. Hell yeah. $1.50. And that hot dog be so goddamn good. I swear to God, son. That hot dog be so motherfucking good. With the condiments on there and a soda, and you can get a churro for a little bit extra. Swear to God. $151 million hot dog combos were sold in 2020 during the pandemic. $151 million still. Swear to God. I don't know if I want to do that one next. Swear to God. Talking about dick moves. Alright. Swear to God, my nigga. Swear to God. Now, if this doesn't want you If this doesn't make you want to push a person in a wheelchair out of their chair, swear to God, I don't know what else will make you, like, once you find this information. Like, so swear to God, Stephen Hawking was rumored, swear to God, okay, to run over the toes of people he did not like. Really? For real? Man, nigga, that's fucked up. Like, why would you, like, you, I'll push you out your fucking, don't do that. I got some good shoes on, bitch. Anytime, like, I'm pretty sure people in the presence of Hawkins would have to have a lot of money and some real nice shoes on. You gonna roll over my Jordans with your mechanical wheelchair? Push you out that shit, you motherfucker. Swear to God, he'll probably make you levitate and crush your brain with his mind because he's very intelligent. But anyway, I don't know. swear to God, this is fun. That's funny. It's stupid. Swear to God, my nigga, swear to God. The Apollo mission, swear to God. The Apollo missions have left 96 bags of poop, pee, and vomit on the moon. Still up there. Dark side of the moon, you know what it's about? Poop, pee, and vomit. Swear to God, my nigga. Go check over there. They ain't got nothing but the bags of poop, pee, and vomit over there. Man, from the Apollo mission. Yeah, that's aged. That's aged. That's dated. Poop, pee, and vomit. You understand that? Since the Apollo mission? Boom. All the way back in 1969? The 60s. They still got poop, pee, and vomit on the dark side of the moon. Man, it was the first literal trash dump on the moon. Nice. Swear to God. Swear to God, my nigga. Swear to God. Samuel L. Jackson was an usher at Martin Luther King Jr.'s funeral. Swear to God. Just throwing it out there. Swear to God. Swear to God. Another swear to God. Fish eggs can survive being eaten by a duck. Swear to God, my nigga. Swear to God. Rapid swears. Rapid swears. That's blasphemy. Don't swear to God. Oh, we were just talking about this. All right, we're going to leave on this. Swear to God, my nigga. Swear to God. Because this is the best thing to have. Swear to God. There's a restaurant in New York, okay, that employs grandmas instead of chefs. Swear to God. Okay, what? I was just talking about this to somebody. Like, fuck that having... Like, why? Like, fuck having, like, master chefs in there, man. Have somebody grandma... Nigga, have just a whole bunch of big mamas in the fucking kitchen of a restaurant. What? What are we doing in this bitch? Hell no. If you got just a whole bunch of big mamas putting their whole goddamn ankle into that pot, what? Best collard greens you ever had in your life. Nigga, the slave traditions passed down from generation to generation to generation. Nigga, you ain't just got nothing but big mamas in the kitchen putting their whole fucking heel, ankle, toe in that bitch. Nigga, heel toeing in the fucking pot of greens. What are we doing? Oh my God, you would sell out every day. Like mamas on motherfucking in New Orleans? Nah, fuck that. Mamas in New Orleans is terrible. I don't know who those white folks is back there, but they ain't never cooked for me. Hell nah, and most of them Mexican. Nope. Where the grandmas at? You need grandmas and mamas. Like, why? Nah. It's blasphemy. Like, what are we doing? Hell no. That's the smartest idea ever. It's got to be that food got to taste amazing. This is different because grandmothers, this is because, okay. The menu of Noticia Maria is a little unconventional, as half of it is mixed, as half of it is a fixed Italian menu, while the other half changes daily. This is because a different grandmother comes in every day with not just a new menu, but a completely new cuisine. That is amazing. The owner decided to run his restaurant like this, as he had lots of maternal figures in his life and wanted to recreate the feeling of eating his grandmother's kitchen. Eating in his grandmother's kitchen. Now, wouldn't you love that? That's even more of a better idea than I was imagining. Like, hell yeah. Shit. I got a whole bunch of my grandma's recipes downstairs. I'm about to go ahead and whip them things out and go ahead and fucking see what I can make. Need these? What? You gotta say these. I actually need to go ahead and take them fucking recipe books and put them in a box themselves and save them. And my grandma can make some fucking fire ass red beans. And I finally got the secret to how she made her red beans. My grandma's still alive and kicking at this point in time, amen. But you know, when she go, nigga, hey, that legacy will never leave, bitch. We got some recipes, nigga. Grandma's that wrist action on grandma ain't gonna die. It will never die, man. We always gonna remember our grandma through them red beans, through the things she did, man. So this is amazing. And I hope he's writing those menus down that they come in, all those different grandmothers, cause that's awesome. I would love to have just somewhere down in Texas, just a grandmother's kitchen. Just people, grandmas coming in, cooking and shit. Fuck yeah, soul food. It'll be a soul food kitchen. Collard greens, turkey necks, nigga, boudin, hot sauces. Just a whole bunch of shit. Whole bunch of shit. Nigga, string bean casserole. Come on, what we doing? Thanksgiving will be amazing. Swear to God. Swear to God. Well, all right, folks. This has been a wicked one. I got it in the bag, though. I haven't really been doing much of what I was supposed to have been doing. Still a pandemic out there. So do what you can, basically. Do what you can. Because, you know, I'm out here still chasing the dream. And it ain't easy. This is, sometimes things get you down and get you frustrated. You still got family and friends out there, man. Look up to them. Look to them for advice and for encouragement, and you know, just to have somebody there on your side. Cause don't try to do this all by yourself, man. It's cool, but nigga, you'll go insane trying to do it all by yourself. Don't. People out here to help you. They'll be there. You know, so keep your head up. Things will get better. It's terrible times, but I'm pretty sure the world has been through worse. Ice ages, fucking apocalypse, now redux, you know, you get it. we have been through some shit. Nigga, wars, nigga, famines, plagues, all that. And we still here. I will survive. So keep your head up. Stay prayed up. Stay manifesting. Meditate. Say your affirmations. Do your thing, man. This has been Tell Me a Joke, the guideline of chasing the dream. We all dream chasers out here. Jokers for the fame. Until next time, man. I've been the Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith. Say that whole thing like a pimp named Slickback. Check y'all on the running out. Nah, I don't know. Chad, I'm gonna find something.